College students in Florida rallied today outside the Seminole County Courts building, calling on prosecutors inside to arrest George Zimmerman.
Arrest Zimmerman now! Arrest Zimmerman now!
George Zimmerman is the 28-year-old Neighborhood Watch volunteer who claims he shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in self-defense 3 weeks ago. Today on the Today Show, Trayvon's mother gave her opinion.
He was reacting to the color of his skin. He committed no crime. My son wasn't doing anything but walking on the sidewalk. And I just don't understand why this situation got out of control.
Trayvon was on his way home to a relative's house inside that gated community in Sanford near Orlando when he was shot. Last week, bowing to family pressure, police released 911 calls, including this one made by George Zimmerman, to a dispatcher telling him there was a young man acting funny.
Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Zimmerman has not been arrested, in part because Florida is one of 15 states with a Stand Your Ground law. We're going to hear more about that from Mark Simpson, news director for WMFE in Orlando, Florida. Mark, those 911 calls seem to have really escalated this.
I think hearing the audio has really pushed forward the community sentiment that something awful truly has happened here in Sanford.
Well, in part because on one of the calls, there were many calls to 911. On one, you can actually hear in the background a voice crying out for help. Trayvon's mother says it's him. Let's listen.
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your number?
Gunshots.
George Zimmerman says he's the one that was crying out for help. And yet, Trayvon was not armed, was he?
No, Trayvon Martin was not armed. He was said to only be carrying a bag of Skittles, and that's what the students who were out protesting today in Sanford were armed with themselves. They carried signs, they were chanting, and they all had bags of Skittles as a sign of solidarity.
Well, this brings us to the Florida law, as we said, one of 15 states that has the Stand Your Ground law, which we're being told by legal experts is different from the Castle Doctrine. The Castle Doctrine, which many states have, means basically you can protect your home if someone crosses the threshold. Stand Your Ground takes that doctrine into the street. It moves the Castle Doctrine to the street, we've heard. So give us some sense of this law in Florida.
Well, it was controversial when it was brought up in the Florida legislature. That was when Governor Jeb Bush was in Tallahassee. And it was pushed forward in large part by the Florida Sportsmen Association. A woman named Marion Hammer, who was formerly affiliated with the NRA, came forward with this bill, and they hedged it as a self-defense law that would make things safer, but a lot of the pundits were very skeptical about how this new law would change the way cases are handled in Florida and what would happen if a situation came up very similar to this where it wasn't clear if self-defense was truly the motive behind a shooting. And it got dubbed the Wild West Bill.
Well, and bring us right up to this moment. What are state officials considering right now in the case of Trayvon Martin?
Well, it's not clear what is going on with state officials at this point. The case has been handed over to the state prosecutor's office. No arrest has been made. No charges have been filed. So we're kind of in a holding pattern.
Well, Mark, we know that city officials are going to meet tomorrow with an official from the U.S. Justice Department, state prosecutors reviewing the case to see if there's evidence for a self-defense claim. You've talked to the family. What do they want?
They want an arrest of George Zimmerman. They say they want justice to be served, and they're still in a process of grieving. They had some remarkable stories about this young man who was 17 years old. His father told me that Trayvon actually pulled him out of a burning kitchen when he was 9. They say they don't trust Florida law enforcement officials, and that's why they're asking the U.S. Justice Department to get involved.
Well, the lawyer today on the Today Show said, how can you chase someone and then claim self-defense? We'll keep an eye on this case. Mark Simpson, news director for WMFE in Orlando, Florida. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.